Visitors who were surveyed reporting feeling anxious or indeed fearful. New high visibility roads policing has led to a 55% increase in mobile phone use amongst motorists. Since the 12th of April, all uniformed Gardaí must conduct 30 minutes of high visibility roads policing. The Commissioner Drew Harris will tell the Transport Committee today that 2,148 fixed charge notices have been issued for such use. It will also be claimed that there was a 40% increase in breath checks, with a 17% rise in the numbers driving under the influence. There's also plans for 3 average speed limit camera rollouts this year on the N2, the N3 and the N5. As of the 9th of May, over 6,600 vehicles will have been detained, up by 70% on the same period last year. A human catastrophe is at hand in the city of Rafah in Gaza amid a lethal cocktail of overcrowding, open sewage and hunger, according to a leading charity. Oxfam Ireland claims severe overcrowding, malnutrition and heat is pushing Gaza to the brink of a deadly epidemic outbreak. Staff in Gaza have described the piles of human waste and rivers of sewage in the streets. Oxfam Ireland CEO Jim Clark and says the situation is chronic.
Children are being bitten by insects swarming around sewage. People are now living in densely overcrowded spaces, and they're not just fearing the airstrikes, the malnutrition and hunger that they're suffering, but these new conditions which are ripe for outbreaks of hepatitis and cholera. The overcrowding, open sewage and hunger is a health catastrophe waiting to happen.
The HSE recruitment freeze means the large investment in the health service every year is being wasted, according to the Neurological Alliance of Ireland, which says members can't access life-changing care because it can't be provided. They'll appear before the Oireachtas Health Committee to highlight concerns of 860,000 people in Ireland who live with a neurological condition. All EU election candidates must ensure they set a high bar at European level to regulate social media giants and protect children and young people's safety online. The Children's Rights Alliance said the internet does not prioritise the rights of children. Online safety coordinator at the Alliance, Noeline Blackwell, says the next EU Parliament must ensure they act.
The next European Parliament will be called on to take big decisions about how they best keep children's rights in their line of sight when they're debating about digital regulation, when they're debating about regulating the tech companies.
Meanwhile, 7 in 10 secondary school students say their parents don't put any restrictions on their smartphone use as part of the findings of a report by StudyClicks, which says unlimited social media access exposes teenagers to horrific online images. It says parents should have an open discussion with their children about the dangers of spending too much time online.
Sport on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
With the Plaza Group and Supermax, where the best post-match analysis takes place. Find us at a location near you. Visit supermax.ie.
Manchester City's absolute grip of English football's top prize sees them on the brink of a sixth Premier League title in 7 seasons after a hard-fought 2-0 victory over Tottenham Hotspur last night. 2 second-half strikes from Erling Haaland, the latter from the penalty spot, means the City will go into Sunday's final round of games 2 points clear of nearest rivals Arsenal. Pep Guardiola's side will host West Ham. Arsenal take on Everton at the Emirates. Last night's results means that Aston Villa have secured Champions League football at the expense of Spurs, a first for Villa since 1983. City boss Guardiola says it's especially impressive considering what they've been through this season.
We have Erling 2 months out and not his best. Kevin 5 months and the team was there. And in general, we play a top 11.
It's all about the Conference League qualification this evening. Newcastle can end Manchester United's fading hopes of a top 6 finish with a win at Old Trafford. Chelsea will look to continue their recent good form against Brighton. Celtic are just a point away from retaining their Scottish Premiership crown after Rangers had a 5-2 win over Dundee. Brendan Rodgers' side need just a point from their game against Kilmarnock this evening to be crowned champions. Leinster under 20 hurling championship semi-finals. The holders awfully face Kilkenny, Port Leash, the meeting of Dublin and Galway with its seeding. And Slovenia's Tadej Pogacar is 2 minutes 40 seconds clear going into the 11th stage of the Giro d'Italia, going into the seaside town of Francavilla al Mare.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Sunny spells with scattered showers, especially in western areas, turning heavy at times as well. Dries in the east, light east to variable breezes, temperatures 15 to 20 degrees. You're up to date on the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Time after time, high sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shackles and kicked in my face, but I've come through.
And I need to go on.
Colm Hayes. She's Lucy Kennedy. It's Colm and Lucy in the morning.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
And here we go for a Wednesday. Sorry, hang on, I can't hear you.
Oh.
There you go.
Hello.
You don't have to shout.
Well, I did before you turned on my microphone.
Yeah.
This is becoming a bit of a thing with you.
Yes, it is. It's like
Why?
A control thing. It's just some sort of way of trying to keep some level of control over you. I find sometimes, especially as the weeks go on and the weather gets hotter, you become sort of quite feral.
Oh,
see,
don't know what there.
You're like a cat.
Like a wild cat. Yeah, I am a wild cat.
So,
what did you have a story about a bin?
No, I have a story about a dog.
Okay, go on then.
No. The bin will be later.
Dead right leg.
No, this is a good story.
Yeah.
So, the star of the Cannes Movie Festival this year will be Messi. Okay.
Yeah.
And there is a picture of Messi.
Well, Messi needs a good haircut. Yeah. Messi's Messi.
Yeah. So Messi is a French border collie.
Right.
Star of the movie from last year called Anatomy of a Fall, which I saw, and I was obsessed with this movie and thought it was one of the most boring movies ever.
Oh,
I loved
okay,
it.
I'm always
loved
with Am.
It was always, it was, anyway, it's a murder thing. It was complex. Quite
Someone
complex.
Murdered the dog?
No. The dog was involved.
This dog?
Yes. So he's an actor dog, right? What?
There's yes. No such thing as an actor dog.
Of course there is. There,
you can have an actor orca, but you can't have an actor dog.
Why not? What about Lassie?
There were about 15 Lassies.
Yeah, but they were 15 actor dogs.
No, there were 15 dogs that were told to run in the direction of a ball
oh,
at that
no,
time.
No. You know, there's a school for acting dogs. And they go and they learn their trade. It's like New York University, except it's for dogs. It's a doggy university. You do none of this I'm making up.
No, I can't do this because you're going to start talking about aliens.
No. This dog, right?
It's too early.
The reason he's the star of the Cannes Film Festival.
Yeah, Cannes.
Cannes is that he is going to do interviews. He's interviewing.
No, right, we're done. No, so I'm shutting down. Shutting down emotionally.
The first person he's interviewing is Meryl Streep.
No, right, that's
really
it.
Clever.
No, I don't have time for this.
No, seriously, listen to me. So they're 1 minute interviews that will appear on YouTube and online. Very, very clever. So they have the dog trained that when Meryl comes up to him and he's there on the red carpet, the little microphone sticking out of his collar, Meryl will go, "Do you have a question?" And the dog goes, and then a French comedian interprets the question, "Well, Meryl, when do you think was the first time that you really loved working with Martin Scorsese or whatever?" But he'll do it in a way that it'll sound like he's asking the question. Very clever.
Oh my God. Do you know, this is... No.
It's sometimes the way you look this at me. I have to question myself.
Because I'm thinking of a certain book that you're writing at the moment. And I think this is where it's going.
No.
You should question yourself. Some dog is going to stand there and interview Meryl Streep with a French comedian. Translating it, the whole thing is insane.
Oh my God, it's when you say it back to me.
Good morning, everybody. I'm just going to make Hazy a cup of coffee.
Good morning. Anyway, there you go.
Book him a holiday. Where do you want to go?
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Good morning. Party girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. When will I learn? I push it down, push it down. I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up. Ring on my doorbell, I feel the love, feel the love. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, drink. Turn back till I lose. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. Are you ready for this? Let's do our birthdays. Three birthdays, three on this day. You're allowed guests within 2 years. Them's the rules. There are no other rules. Are you ready? Sorry?
What are you shouting at?
Are you? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Puke check.
Well, no, no.
Peter check. What do you mean, no?
No, you've got stupid voices.
He's a famous footballer. He's now retired. He was the Chelsea keeper for years. He suffered a serious injury to his head, and he wore like a skull cap for the last few years of his career. Fantastic goalkeeper, even though I say so myself. Retired. No.
Top 62.
42. Louis Theroux, that's all I'll say.
Oh, I love him. He's 52.
He's 54.
Thank you.
I'll give you an extra 43 points, right? If you can
get points?
Oh, yeah, points. And more points mean prizes.
No, I'd rather when you say that you'd actually eat an item of your clothing.
Okay, I will eat a sock, or my right sock.
I want you to eat your glasses because there's glass.
Oh, Jesus. How cruel can you be? If you can tell me where he was born.
Louis Theroux.
Yeah.
Zimbabwe.
Singapore. The glasses stay on, as the fella said.
Damn, they look so crunchy.
Yo, Busta Rhymes, yo.
Don't know what you mean.
Yo, American rapper, yo.
I've no idea who you're talking about.
Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes.
Never heard of him.
Mr. Rhymes
Mr. B. Rhymes, never heard of him.
You've never heard of Busta Rhymes.
Sing his work. No, I know, jump time this. No, I'm not even doing it. 40.
52, Jesus. David Letterman hosted his last late show after 33 years. I watched it and I cried like a small child whose toy had been taken, ripped from his hand.
2014.
2015, well done.
Thank you very much.
America's Next Top Model is the first season on our TV screens, created by Tyra Banks, who was one of my love interests many years ago.
I don't
ago.
Blame you. I see what you see.
No. It worked the other way. When she came over to Ireland, I interviewed her. And oh my God, it was almost like Baby Reindeer. Go ahead.
Oh my God, you're obsessed with Fiona Harvey. 2001.
2003, you've got two.
Were you the Fiona Harvey though?
No, she was the
No.
No, sorry.
2003, you can give me that then, Hazel.
I just said you can have it.
Okay. I think I have three. This is a miracle.
You have two.
I don't have two.
Oh, you got Louis Theroux.
Yeah.
But not Busta Rhymes.
Nope.
Final episode of Cheers was broadcast, finished with Ted Danson turning off the lights of the bar.
1993.
You came with nothing and you left with nothing. Because
I've left with a bit of a headache after that creepy little rap you did.
Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
Good morning,
everybody.
How did you do at home? It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio is the home of the 80s and 90s all weekend.
On Saturdays, Preena Mara wakes you up from 7 with something for the weekend.
The 80s and 90s play all day with Gareth O'Callaghan from 10 a.m. and Brian Walsh from 2.
And the party starts at 6 p.m. with Club Classics. Non-stop anthems till 1.
It's all here this weekend on the home of the 80s and 90s. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Copper is incredible. Sure, isn't that why Alexander Graham Bell used it? It's a perfect connection to the 19th century. Modern life needs modern technology. Ciro has always been fiber first. They get you up to speed with super fast, reliable, future-proofed fiber broadband. Get it through their retail partners like DigiWeb, Pure, Sky, Vodafone and others at ciro.ie today. Ciro, do life different. Subject to availability and location. Oh, lovely.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Noyex Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Pressure. So slashed and torn.
Music at breakfast with Colm and Lucy in the morning
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Thank you. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. Good morning. Just 6:30. Let's go to the newsroom.
Good morning. A survey of abuse encountered by TDs and senators has found that 94% of respondents receive some form of threat, abuse, harassment or violence during the course of their work. SMEs in retail and hospitality receive grants in excess of up to 5,000 euro under a new round of costs of business scheme launched later today. New high visibility roads policing has led to a 55% increase in mobile phone use amongst motorists since the 12th of April. President Michael D. Higgins has condemned the attacks and aid convoys providing humanitarian relief to Gaza, while US President Joe Biden's administration has informed the US Congress of a $1 billion weapons package for Israel. A human catastrophe is at hand in the city of Rafah, according to Oxfam. And 7 in 10 secondary school students say their parents don't put restrictions on their smartphone use as part of the findings of a report by StudyClicks. Two second half goals from Erling Haaland, the latter from the penalty spot, secure title holders Manchester City. A 2-0 away win over Tottenham last night. The Citizens odds on now to land a sixth Premier League title in seven seasons. The result means Aston Villa have secured Champions League qualification. Two more games this evening. Newcastle can end Manchester United's top six hopes. Chelsea face Brighton. Celtic now just a point away from being Scottish champions once more. They need just a point against Kilmarnock this evening. Rangers with a 5-2 win last night over Dundee. And it's stage 11 of the Giro d'Italia. Tadej Pogacar once again maintaining his strong lead. Sunny spells, scattered showers in western areas. Generally drier in the east amid light winds. Temperatures 15 to 20 degrees. You're up to date on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Thank you. Okay, we are here with thanks to our friends in Nóiacs.ie. Please check them out on Facebook, TikTok and Instagram for all your great design ideas. It is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
The greatest classic hits and more of them with Colm and Lucy in the morning.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, carnival, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, carnival, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning with Lionel Richie's All Night Long. It's excuse me, it's 22 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Yeah, yeah, I'm grand. Yeah, thanks for
rude. Actually,
to clear one's thirst. It's on the way. Ah, yes, my first and favourite list of the day.
Go. It is a, what do you got?
Uber drivers have revealed the strangest things that were left in their car.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's some really, really randomly weird stuff.
Any,
yes, quite a few.
Dead but, bodies.
Oh, and those as well. Oh. Yeah, 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 yeah.
They're all the first one then?
They're all on the way. They're all on the way. I'm Brian Adams.
Girls, it's time for a Gertie breakaway. At the Talbot Hotel, Clonmel, County Tipperary, we've got you sorted.
From an unbelievable €139 per person sharing, we've got an all-inclusive girly overnight getaway with breakfast, afternoon tea, bubbles, chocolates, cocktail, dinner, swimming pool, gym and more. Book your perfect girly getaway now at talbothotelclonmel.ie.
You're listening to Colm and Lucy in the morning
with Neuex Newmans for your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. Georgie Michael, Careless Whispers. It's 16 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Now, have you ever left anything ridiculous in a taxi or an Uber? We don't have Uber yet.
Not like a dead body or...
Well, you've never had a dead body with you. I mean, you've never
yet
driven around.
Let's not rule anything out.
No, I'm not saying yet, but I'm saying previous. Up
I've
to
never
this
left
moment.
Like an animal.
An animal?
Or stuffed rat.
Or child.
No.
Right. Or a hair toupee.
Good God.
Yeah, yeah.
No, so, I've never left anything really in a taxi other than possibly...
Phones.
Probably done a phone.
Yeah, yeah, everyone's done phones. God. Actually, do you know what? Holly lost her phone recently in a taxi and because she has this Find Your Phone app and she was able to get onto her friend's phone and she found it and it was in a house in Navan.
Oh.
But it was the taxi driver's house, right? It had,
oh, phew.
It had gone down between her his seats, right?
Yeah.
And they went up and they said it couldn't have been nicer. He was an amazing guy. Brought them in, gave them tea.
Well, would you believe?
Had chats, went out, went through his car, sorry, and then found the phone. Then charged it for her drive back from Navan to Dublin. Nicest thing ever.
Something similar happened to Palomine, who's producing Lucy Investigates.
Right.
She left her phone and her keys.
Ooh.
House keys in a taxi. Anyway, she contacted him. Ended up in his house and he said, come on, do you want a cup of tea? The nicest man in the world. Her house keys.
Wasn't in Navan, was it? It was the same guy.
I don't know.
The nicest taxi driver in Ireland.
But I was like, oh my God, because when she said she lost her keys, I thought, oh God.
Mm.
You know, what are the chances of getting them back?
Also, when Holly said, I'm driving over to Navan because I've located my phone in Navan, it was like, oh, okay. But yeah, it all worked out fantastically. Yeah, yeah, there you go. Nice stories. But
good stories. Good people out there.
Holly didn't lose a hair toupee, a fake tooth, a furry foxtail, or a fake butt.
Butt?
Butt to bottom.
As in, I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So fake bottom. You can get fake bottoms if you feel you want to look more full.
More Kim.
More Kim, yeah, yeah.
But what
more
if you
Kim.
Need the opposite?
Well, I don't...
Like
well,
me.
Then, well, then you need surgery.
Oh. Okay.
So anyway, but that's nothing to do with Uber drivers.
Hazy, what did you say there? Toupee? Toupee or not toupee?
Hair toupee, a fake tooth, a furry foxtail and a fake butt. All from the same person.
Furry foxtail?
A furry foxtail. Isn't that meant to be...
No.
No?
No. Do you remember the first series of Lucy Investigates I did?
Of course I do. I watch it every evening.
Just think about that.
Right, let's move on.
Okay.
Okay, okay. Also, props from concerts. One fan left a framed Taylor Swift autographed photograph. Isn't that terrible? In the taxi, in the Uber.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, now, my God, that is worth thousands.
Yeah, I presume because this is being reported that the Uber drivers contacted the people. You know what I mean? Like, he's not sitting... There isn't a bloke sitting at home looking at a framed Taylor Swift photograph with a foxtail, fake butt and a hair toupee.
No, but I'd say the framed Taylor Swift. Now, note to self, straight down to the pawn shop, get a few quid.
Yeah, but
then you could go, what framed photograph?
Okay, yeah. The one you reported in this list. Also, smoked pork belly, a pan of chicken spaghetti and a tray of meat pies.
Now we're talking. Yeah. Can you beat that? 087-188-0008. What have you left in a taxi? Or Mick, our friend, who is a taxi man.
Yeah.
What have people left in your car?
Presumably the most common is the phone. But we're into anything. We're into anything.
We're
listen,
into, 12 we'll try
away
anything
from
once.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's 12 away from 7. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
I did my best to notice when the call came down the line. Up to the platform of surrender, I was brought but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer. Are we human? Or are we dancer?
And Lucy in the morning.
The home of the 80s and 90s at breakfast on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Say it's true. There's nothing like me and you. I'm not alone. Tell me you feel it too, and I would run away. I would run away, yeah, yeah. I would run away. I would run away with you, 'cause
I'm
What Lucy Kennedy Said to Colm Hayes
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Can I say sorry? I'm going to quickly
look. Caught eating prunes.
There is a WhatsApp group, right?
Yeah.
And it is across the day. And I know you don't want to be in it because you don't want to be in any more WhatsApp groups, and I get it.
No, don't join me.
I'm not putting you in.
I'm not interested.
No, I know. But it's a WhatsApp group of what Lucy said, right? And there was one of them yesterday. Oh my gosh. Oh, no, sorry.
Does it have anything to do with your bottom? People are a bit obsessed with your bottom. I'm quite surprised because it's saggy and very smelly.
So one of the guesses yesterday afternoon, right?
Yeah.
How many times have you been slapped on the butt?
Well, that was a good question because remember when you were changing a light bulb? This sounds like the start of a joke. But remember I whacked you?
You did, yeah. But that was once. But, like, surely everyone has been slapped more than twice on the butt.
Well, in the workplace...
No, it didn't say in the workplace. Right. Yeah. How many swipes did you get on a dating app?
How old do they think you are? They obviously don't realize you're 153.
I don't know. It's great. Anyway.
So there's
some of the guesses.
Any
what
more
are we doing?
About your bottom?
No, nothing else about the bottom. I thought that was quite interesting, the bottom slapping.
It wasn't interesting. It was vile.
Interesting.
087-188-0008. 3,000 euro could be yours.
It's a question.
How?
The answer is 2. Okay, there you go. 087-188-0008. All guesses will be accepted.
How?
The answer is 2. Okay, see you after 7.
Captains and convicts, saints and sinners, and 1,300 years of Irish history are awaiting you at Spike Island Cork. Ireland's infamous prison island is just waiting to be explored, so book your adventure for 2024. Spike Island Cork. Discover it for yourself. Tickets include your ferry crossing, guided tours, and so much more. So, check opening hours, plan your visit, and head back in time at spikeislandcork.ie.
Hi, I'm Megan Scully, and this is Crack August Kjol on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Imi Balta, Mila Nigid, Shaska Kuig, V Keith Richards, Ona Rolling Stones, In Oston America, V Glorin Chian, August on Mods and Thoresh, V on Kjol Agor, I Can't Get No Satisfaction Ega. Ihovils at 3, 4 mods on Toos album O Fallout Boy. Take this to your grave. Imi Baltana, Mila Nigid Shaska Shocht, 4 mods on Heath album O Jimi Hendrix, Are You Experienced? Tana Hauron, Foxy Lady, Hey Joe, August, Purple Haze, Le Fall Air.
Foxy Lady.
Mi Baltana, Mila Nigid 83, Honak Mods and Moonwalk, La Michael Jackson, Aaron Televish, Dunkeyed Ur. That's Crack August Kjol on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's almost 7 o'clock.
Don't be the one to forget. Send your partner some love for your anniversary this year with Unpust. Unpust for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's 7 o'clock. Good morning, I'm John Hart. Small retailers and hospitality firms are to avail of new grants of up to €5,000 each. The expansion of the increased cost of business scheme will be launched by Minister Peter Berg, aiming to help the likes of cafes, restaurants and small shops absorb the costs associated with higher minimum wages and paid sick leave. Other measures, including a cut to certain PRSI thresholds, innovation grants and help with energy costs are also expected to be announced. 94% of Irish politicians have experienced threats, harassment, abuse or violence. A survey of Oireachtas members and political staff have found that immigration, women's rights and housing were amongst the issues most likely to lead to abuse. 52% reported experiencing abusive language, 38% suffered prejudicial slurs, 35% said their physical appearance had been commented upon, while 34% said false information about them had been published. A report on the survey seen by the Irish Times cited 89% of TDs and senators taking part reported feeling anxious or fearful. President Michael D. Higgins has condemned the attacks on aid convoys providing humanitarian relief to Gaza. He said all those who support human rights, humanitarian relief, the UN and its charter must be appalled at the attacks which have been witnessed on aid convoys providing vital humanitarian aid to the people of Gaza. Meanwhile, a humanitarian catastrophe is at hand in the city of Rafah in Gaza amid a lethal cocktail of overcrowding, open sewage and hunger, according to a leading charity. Oxfam Ireland claims severe overcrowding, malnutrition and heat is pushing Gaza to the brink of a deadly epidemic outbreak. Staff have described piles of human waste and rivers of sewage in the streets. Oxfam Ireland CEO Jim Clarkin says the situation is chronic.
Children are being bitten by insects swarming around sewage. People are now living in densely overcrowded spaces, and they're not just fearing the airstrikes, the malnutrition and hunger that they're suffering, but these new conditions which are ripe for outbreaks of hepatitis and cholera. The overcrowding, open sewage and hunger is a health catastrophe.